the traditional way of treading the grapes. We still use it to produce our best wines, okay? This is a very hard task. Locals who do that, they have a lot of fun doing that. It lasts for 4 hours, doing the same right, left at the same time. They sing, they dance, they have a lot of fun, but it is a hard task.
I can understand. They have a lot of fun, but
they do.
Why is it better?
Because with your feet, it's more gentle to smash the grapes, okay? But we only use this process for the best wines. We have a device, a mechanical machine, okay, which tries to replicate this traditional way of treading the grapes. It is not the same, but almost the same. But this is the best way to tread the grapes, okay, because of the gentle of our feet. They are not so hard, you know? As soon as we start the treading process, what happens? Fermentation process, okay? And when it is the perfect time, I mean when at least half of the sugar of our grapes have turned it into alcohol, that's the time for us to stop the fermentation process. Port wine is not like a common table wine. It is a fortified wine. It means we stop the fermentation process by adding pure grape spirit, 77% alcohol, okay, and the fermentation stops immediately. That's why we call it a fortified wine. The sooner we stop the fermentation process, the sweeter we'll get the finished wine, okay? So all this process happen in the Douro region, over there, okay? Next spring, the wine comes here to Vila Nova de Gaia to the cellars, okay? And port wine can age more time than any other wine in those vats because it is a fortified wine, okay?
Is it new wood?
Oak.
That's new oak.
Yes, that's oak.
Old oak or new oak?
Not so old as that. The other ones are older. I'm going to show you the other ones. Okay, and here, what happens here is the aging process. Here, only aging the wine. Different ways of aging port wine then result in different types of port wine. That's what I'm going to explain a little bit further, okay? Okay, so I was saying there are different ways of aging port wine, okay? Aging in bottle, okay, or aging in wood, okay? I'll start by the port wine which ages in the bottle. Vintage, the best of our best port wine. Vintage port ages in the bottle, but first it stays here on those large vats for 2 years, okay? After the first year, the wine is judged, our winemaking team tests the wine, and if the wine is judged to be very, very good, of a very good quality, it can later turn into a vintage. We have to declare a vintage. Vintage, we don't have vintage every single year because only with exceptional harvests, only with exceptional quality, okay? In the last 4 decades, we only declare vintage 3 times, okay? So, it stays here for 2 years. After 2 years, the wine from both estates, the estates you've seen on the map, those red points, from Vergelas and from Terra Feita, the best ones from the three, they blend both wine from each estate together, okay, to produce a classic vintage, okay? It stays here 2 years, then you buy a vintage bottle. You have to wait 10, 15, the longer the best, because this type of port wine ages in the bottle. And there are some rules to handle with vintage. you have to keep it in an horizontally position, okay? Very cool place for a long time. Once you open a vintage, very special occasion, okay? Because it's very, very special, very expensive too. Once you open a vintage bottle, you should drink it the same day, because it ages in the bottle, it oxidates very quickly, and you also have to decant the wine because it has sediments. Mm-hmm. Okay, vintage always age in the bottle. After 2 years being here, always ages in the bottle. Okay, we have an alternative to the vintage, which is called LBV, late bottle vintage. It's not vintage, but it is an alternative because it's also very good in quality. But instead of being here 2 years, it stays here between 4-6 years. It means it ages in the wood, not in the bottle. So once you buy an LBV bottle, you can open it immediately. You don't have to wait, okay, to drink it. And it's filtered. There's no need for you to decant it. That's why it is an alternative to vintage. Not so expensive, but also a very good quality. Okay? Also from a single year. Okay? I'm going to show you the other room, the Tony's room, completely different style. Okay? As soon as you enter the room, you are going to feel a more intense smell. I'm going to explain why. Okay? Those we call it vats, and these are oak casks. Okay, those can have from 20 to 100,000 liters each. That one over there is the largest vat we have, and these ones can have 550 liters, much smaller. Mm-hmm. And because they are much smaller, there are much more contact with wood. And that's why you feel more this smell here, because there's much more contact with wood, and so, or therefore, there's much more evaporation, okay? So, and because they are smaller, this port wine is completely different, I said, from that one. It's different because that ones are from a single year. These ones are blended wines from different years, okay? We have 10, 20, 30, and 40-year-old bottles, okay? For instance, a 30-year-old bottle means the youngest and the oldest wine, the difference between them in this case is 30 years, okay? Blended years, not a single year. They are also different in taste and color. Okay, you can immediately distinguish between a Ruby, a vintage, or an LBV and a Tony. Because there's much more contact with wood, its original purple Ruby color gradually turns into an amber color, Tony color in English, brownish. Mm-hmm. Okay, the taste, its original fruitness sweet, gradually turns into what people like this kind of port wine, say, spices. There are people who say they taste like honey, like caramel. It always depends on people's taste. I always say that kind of port is not better, not worse than this one. It always depends on people's taste. For instance, my favorite port wine is the white port. That's another style. That's the wine we usually serve during the aperitifs here. White port is a completely different style. It's a young wine made of white grapes, and we usually drink it every time before a meal as an aperitif. Mm-hmm. Okay, those ones I've told you, the vintage and the LBV. We usually drink it after a meal, okay? With desserts, with dried fruit, cheese, strong cheeses. Mm-hmm. Tonys can be drunk either before or after a meal. Mm-hmm. There are people who say they are also an excellent choice for the summer because you can drink tonys cold during the summer. Mm-hmm. So I leave you with a suggestion. My favorite type of port is the white port. If you have the chance to taste it, we have a kind of recipe. We join white port with a little bit of Schweppes or tonic, lots of ice, and a leaf of mint. Mm-hmm. It's perfect as an aperitif. That's my favorite.